Unit 3, Track 9.
Right, let me give you a bit more information about the trip. The first part of our journey is from London to Paris, going through the Channel Tunnel. It will take us just over an hour to get to the tunnel, including a short stop before we get there to pick up some more passengers. From there, it'll be another 3 hours to Paris. So we're looking at 4 hours altogether, give or take a few minutes. A quick bit of advice about passports. You won't need these until we get to the Italian border, so I suggest you keep them in the safe, which you'll find in your cabin. Ask your steward, that's the person in charge of your carriage, for a key. That way, you won't need to carry them with you all the time. Now, meals. As I said earlier, breakfast tomorrow morning will be in your cabins, and this will be served at about 7:30, 7:45, so you'll be able to enjoy it as we travel along the southern French coast. Lunch is at 1 o'clock in the restaurant car, and dinner is at 8 o'clock, although we'd like you all to be at your table about 15 minutes earlier, at 1:45, if you could. When we get to the Italian border tomorrow morning, our train will change engines and we'll also be getting a new crew. We'll be taking advantage of the stop to have a look around. I've arranged a visit to the local market, a museum and a castle. This will take about 4 hours, with a break for coffee in a local cafe, and we'll be back on the train in time for lunch. A few quick rules. Some of you might have brought your own food or drink on board. That's fine, but could we ask that you consume it in your cabins and not in the restaurant or lounge? Could we also ask you to make sure your cabin windows are closed when you're not in your cabin? And whatever you do, don't get off the train until we reach the Italian border. Apart from the border and one or two other places, which I'll tell you about, any stops we make will only be for a few minutes. I'd hate to leave anyone behind. All right, so moving on from the Italian border, we'll be heading right into the...